Magnetic isn't just for pleasure, though. It can also be used as a weapon and as a tool to change people's behaviour. On the Y Factor from the BBC World Service, David Baker tackled the subject of noise.
There's a growing body of research now showing both that it causes kind of irritation and maybe lowers our mood, as we can't make ourselves understood to whoever we're speaking to, through to the kind of growing number of complaints around restaurants where the noise levels are being recorded at over 100 decibels.
Charles Spence is a professor of experimental psychology at Oxford University. He studied the impact sound has on us when we eat and drink.
As the beats per minute goes up, the rate at which we bring the fork to our lips, our mouth, the rate at which we bring our glasses up to our lips again increases, not to the same speed as the music, but kind of entrained to some degree by the ambient kind of soundscape. And all of this goes on without us kind of really realising what impact the music or the noise is having on us.
And I guess for many people, something like, you know, it's a rather nice late night dinner jazz in your favourite bistro would calm you down and make you eat more slowly and enjoy your food more slowly.
I am seeing a growing number of the larger kind of food chains who are now systematically varying the tempo of the music that they play, that they beam out to their stores, to their shops, to their cafes around the world, speeding things up at busy times of day to kind of increase their footfall and people moving in and out to make space for others, and then slowing down the music at quieter times of day in order to try and keep a few people hanging around and give the place a bit of atmosphere.